Hello?
Hi, Bob.
How are you feeling, sir?
Oh, I got a bad cold, but I'm doing all right.
Well, I'm glad to hear it.
What do you know? Were you calling me?
Oh, I was. If you had 5 minutes this afternoon, I wondered if I might come over. There are two or three minor matters.
Yeah.
If you like it.
Yeah, sure.
I'll be over there.
6 o'clock?
Very good, sir. I'll be there then.
What happened to you on your testimony today?
Oh, I thought it came along reasonably well. I put in a good, strong push for the poverty program, I think, and was prepared with enough information, particularly on the rejectees, which amount to about 600,000 men per year who have failed to qualify for military service because of physical and medical reasons. 75% of those who fail for physical reasons can be benefited by health treatment, and 80% of those who fail for mental deficiencies indicate they would like an exposure to further educational opportunities. Both of these groups are prime prospects, of course, for the Job Corps, the conservation camps, and the training centers. And this was the portion of the program I was addressing.
Did they have any rough questions?
No, I don't think so. The Republicans tried to make it appear that this was a refuge for the, for the idle. And I called it a land of opportunity instead of a refuge, so we had a little bit of an argument about that. But I think the Job Corps portion of the poverty program
is the best part of it.
A good firm foundation is the best part, Mr. President.
Yeah.
That's right. So I enjoyed testifying. I don't know how much good it'll do, but we'll see.
Good. Okay, I'll see you later.
6 o'clock, sir. Thank you.